From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A G7 foreign ministers meeting dominated by the situation in Syria had U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson looking for support from allies before he meets with Russian officials in Moscow. After his own meeting with Tillerson on Monday, British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said that after the U.S. launched cruise missiles at a Syrian airbase, the game has now been changed. Later Monday, British Prime Minister Theresa May spoke by telephone with U.S. President Donald Trump. Her office said the two leaders agreed there's now a window of opportunity to persuade Russia that allying with Syria is no longer in his interest. The White House made clear it sees no way that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad can stay in power for the long term. U.S. President Donald Trump's spokesman Sean Spicer spoke with reporters.
One is defeating ISIS, and the second is creating the political environment necessary for the Syrian people to have new leadership. I can't imagine a stable and peaceful Syria where Bashar al-Assad is in power.
Mr. Trump last week ordered a missile attack on the airfield U.S. officials believe Syria used as a base to assault rebels fighting the Assad regime with chemical weapons. Dozens were killed and hundreds more sickened. Spicer described Syria's subsequent use of the field for takeoffs as a PR stunt, adding that the base's radar refueling facilities and more than 20% of Syria's overall fleet of fixed-wing aircraft were actually destroyed. Amnesty International says China remains a world leader in executing people, while in other nations, executions dropped more than one-third in 2016. It opposes the death penalty in all cases, but listed China and two others as governments that shield execution data.